views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik, host of Vibrant Powerful Moms, a podcast focused on helping you remember who you really are so that you can realign with that vibrant energy while releasing anything you might be doing to hold yourself back and reclaim the life you've come here to experience. Today, I'd like to share some of my deeper thoughts about being a vibrant, powerful mom. This is about looking both inwards and outwards with a discerning and questioning eye. One of my books is called Standing in Your Power, A Guide for Living Your Life Fully Awake. And that is my real reason for being, to help as many people, women especially, to embrace all the wonderful pieces that make them them, and to let go of any of the things they might be doing that stops them from being who they have come here to be. Now, I know some of you are basically happy and content, and other than the little nagging idea that there might be more to life than you've been led to believe, overall things are good. This can result in a thirst to try new things and explore new ideas, which is an okay place to be. Unless you decide to ignore that nagging idea and just accept life for what it is. When this happens, it's like you're ignoring the signposts, refusing to acknowledge the guidance that you are being given, which means the messages are going to have to increase in intensity and severity. It's kind of like when a person is throwing little pebbles at you to get your attention. If you continue to ignore them, at some point they're going to pick up something bigger to get you to tune in. So if this is you, happy yet pulled to learn more, I encourage you to not just note those things that come right to you in life, but to start noticing all the signs, if you aren't already. And rather than just observe and delight in them, like, how amazing, what a great coincidence, look at that, that's the third thing I've seen about Florida today, what's that about? To actually use them to steer your course and push you out of your comfort zone. For others, you might find yourself reacting to the idea of standing in your power and living your life fully awake as if this information does not apply to you because there's simply too much wrong in your life to ever fix it. This can surface as overwhelm, apathy, exhaustion, unworthiness, a belief that you're cursed, victim mentality, and on and on. You might find that you often say things like, oh, forget it, I'm just too messed up, I'm too broken, too confused, too unlucky, I don't have the energy, I'm too tired, too weak, I don't know that it's worth it. Now, chances are you're on this podcast because you are looking for something more, and I think you're in the right place. So if this is you, and even if it's not, what I want you to know before anything else is that you are already a vibrant and powerful being. You might not think so because your brain gets really bogged down with information that has been programmed into you. Things that were said often by well-meaning adults in your life or instilled in you in church, taught to you in school, or even internalized through advertising. Similar to the software running a computer, as long as you allow that program to run things, you will find it hard to see or do anything else. The problem is, all of this programming is running in the background, in your subconscious mind. About 95% of your daily activity is coming from your subconscious mind. So imagine how much there could be there. It shows up in forms of limiting beliefs, internal blocks. It could be cellular memory and other hang-ups. In fact, even stuff from your past lives can have carried with you into this life and be running there in your subconscious mind. These programs, if they didn't come with you from the past, then are typically created in the first 7 years of your life, when your brain is busy creating millions of pathways from your experiences, your relationships, and your environment. Now, before you go blaming your upbringing or thinking that nothing can fix the damage that was done in those first 7 years, or even major traumas that happened after you were seven, here's the second thing I want you to really grab a hold of. These things weren't done to you. They were done for you. Think about that for a moment. If all those things that you would typically label as bad or challenging or problematic were not meant to hurt you, but to help you grow in very specific ways, then it's impossible for you or anyone to truly be a victim. It means that all the time you might put into if onlys, if only I hadn't gone there, if only I'd never met him, if only I'd caught on sooner, or maybe the time you spend regretting a missed opportunity or lamenting a bad situation, those things are not just a waste of time and energy, but they're actually misleading. The idea that these things were done for you changes everything. Now, I know some of you might not feel ready to hear this. I totally get how challenging it can be to accept that something you've always thought of as really bad or damaging and unnecessary, a big mistake, is hard to see as valuable and important part of your personal development. But it is. Now, I just want to clarify here. I am not saying that the person who hurt you consciously understood that they were here in this lifetime to help you learn something. No, they didn't consciously understand that. That might have been part of their contract, but this isn't about them and whether or not they intended to hurt you, okay? This is about the fact, and we're going to talk about this quite a bit more in this podcast, that these things were kind of planned, only nobody is consciously aware of it. I know it sounds very big brotherish, and it's not meant to sound that way. However, there's no other way to really discuss it. The fact that you're listening to this podcast further confirms that you're ready to move beyond this outdated belief. So here's a little exercise that you can either do now or later when it's safe to do so. Feel free to pause the podcast when you understand the task and are ready to begin. Think about one thing in your life that you've always thought of as a bad thing. It could be anything, an opportunity you missed, a way you were treated by another, a loss that you still feel the impact of, anything that you wish hadn't happened. After you've pulled it out of your memory banks, I want you to shift into an objective stance. So pretend that you're an investigator or an inspector, reporter, whatever. You're not really the person it happened to as much as you're someone who's been tasked with the job of deciphering the advantages in this situation. Now, you might be struggling to get into this role, especially if there's still a lot of emotional charge around what happened. So, firstly, you might want to choose something that happened quite a while ago rather than recently. For example, if you're going through a divorce right now, that would not be a good thing for you to use because there's so much emotion going on and it's just a little bit too hard. Unless you're very practiced at separating your ego from your higher self, you're going to really struggle to be that objective person. So try to choose something that is less emotional, less intense, just for this exercise so you can get a feel for how it works. Okay? However, if you're still struggling, take a deep breath tell your ego to sit, ask your higher self to be in charge, and when you feel the emotions release, that's when you know you've switched from ego to higher self, and then you're ready to start the exercise. If you can't get there, choose something different that has less emotional charge to it, just for now. Now take a moment and reflect on any benefits that arose from this experience. If your ego isn't sitting, it's going to jump up immediately here and go, "What are you talking about, benefits?" However, once you get that settled down, think about what benefits were there, any way that it changed your life, including people that you met as a result, places that you went, opportunities that arose, any skills you developed, any life lessons it helped you with. Now, we haven't talked too much about those. That's really karma that we're talking about. But these are bigger things, like maybe you used to be afraid of confrontation, but because of this situation, you aren't anymore. Character development. Maybe you're smarter, more business savvy, more discerning. Be thorough. Stay open to any ideas that come to you and take creative license to get things flowing. What I mean by that is you're an investigator. So don't feel like you have to just sit there with pen and paper and write. Sometimes pretending you're interviewing somebody, pretending you're writing a story about it, daydreaming about it, these are creative ways to actually see the things that you might have missed if you're just trying to put pen to paper. If you're still not clear, let me share an example from my life. I had a boyfriend in my teenage years who was emotionally unstable. Now, I know you could say that most teenagers seem to be emotionally unstable, but this was different. This guy had a very bitter mother and was super insecure as a result. This insecurity caused a lot of fights and misunderstanding between us, but he was my first real boyfriend. He was the first guy to really look at me with love in his eyes and, you know, adore me. And so I fell head over heels in love. We stayed together for about 3 years. In fact, we even moved out together. When I think back to that time with him, all of the fights, the screaming, the hurt, the breakups, the getting back together, it can be difficult to see the benefits. But for this exercise, as I put on my inspector's cap, I could start right away by saying, wow, he made me feel a lot more confident. He helped me become aware of relationships, what makes a healthy relationship versus what's unhealthy. He helped me learn about setting boundaries. He also taught me how difficult addiction could be to deal with. He helped me understand how women could get into an abusive relationship and stay there. Because although he was never physically abusive, he certainly was emotionally. He also helped me to become a better communicator. I became much clearer on what it was that I needed to say, and I learned how to assertively stand up for myself. Now, I could end there for the exercise, or I could take it even deeper. If I put on my creativity cap, I might decide to interview the people around me and ask them what I thought I gained from this experience. So now I'm looking at my relationship from other people's eyes. I think my dad would say something like, well, it gave her an ability to handle herself in difficult situations. My mom would probably say, it gave her clarity on what she was willing to accept in life. A close friend would say, it gave her a deep interest in what makes people tick, along with an understanding of how people strike out when they're hurting. In fact, it's probably that relationship that helped her develop her skills as a social worker. It also taught her that sometimes love isn't enough. You can't change someone who doesn't want to be changed, and it gave her empathy for people who are in that situation now. In fact, it all comes back to helping her be a good social worker. When I finish these interviews and I'm sitting looking at all my information, I realize that you know what? I don't think I would have moved out if my boyfriend hadn't really strongly encouraged me to do so. This helped me to become independent. I had a really wonderful family. I still do. And I'm not sure that I would have been in a rush to get out of there. It also taught me how to be financially responsible, especially when I found out that my employer wasn't taking enough income tax and I'd have to pay this big pile of money at the end of the year. And plus now my weekly pay was going to drop, and all this happened like 2 weeks, not even, before I moved out. So it really taught me that money is a fickle thing and it can cause you a lot of grief in life, but it also are things that you can overcome. These felt like really bad things at the time, but it made me much more aware and it gave me confidence that I really could handle whatever life threw my way. Now, I could go on and on, but I think you get the picture. So if you haven't already, this is a good place to stop the podcast and do the exercise for yourself. Assuming that you're done, if you gave this a really fair try, you'll likely notice that there's actually a lot of benefits to what felt like a bad thing at the time. So take a moment now and send a message of gratitude and appreciation to that situation or person. Because even though it didn't feel good at the time, and even though they might not have been intentionally helping you, it's important that you recognize now how it helped you to become the person you are today. And when we send appreciation and gratitude, we change the story. It's like, instead of having a black mark there of ugliness or problem or something we've always thought we needed to get rid of, all of a sudden, it's something that helps to make us whole instead. This situation probably made you stronger, smarter, more capable. It forced you to dig deep, to learn coping skills you might not have had otherwise, to be creative. Going through a process like this can help you do some very deep healing. So I encourage you to do this several times with different things as they come up. Now, I had time over the years to reflect on my life and really look at what are the benefits. So don't be discouraged if you can't come up with that many benefits right now. But just by starting to look at it this way, by being appreciative of what you learned and so on, you'll awaken that piece of the story and you'll find things start coming to you. You know, you'll be driving down the road and all of a sudden you'll go, hey, I met Sarah because of that relationship. And Sarah's been a big and important part of my life. Wow, that's an awesome outcome. Okay, so now that that exercise is done, let's talk a little bit more about before you decided to come here to Earth. Now, this is an interesting topic if you've never really thought about it before. Your life was specifically designed before you came here by you and your soul group to help you and all of humanity evolve in a certain way. To do this, life can't just be all joyful and easy. So here's my next big point. It is the really big challenges in your life that force you to grow the most. So when you're ready to do some of those more emotionally charged memories, you'll find that your list can be pretty intensive of what the benefits are. Now, when your soul group, which included you, set up your contract in this lifetime, it took into account what you already knew as a soul. And that's not just you, that's the power of the whole group, okay? It looked at what kinds of supports you would have to deal with your challenges, what kinds of things were going to happen, like that you had sort of set up to happen in this lifetime to help you, and even how evolved humanity itself was. What it couldn't account for was how complete your disconnection from yourself might be. I'm going to talk about this more in the next podcast, but for now, basically what I'm saying is, it didn't know how strongly you would stay connected to your ego versus your higher self. The group also couldn't know how humanity's current energy would affect you. So, for example, I was born almost 50 years ago. The energy then was very different than the energy now. Even in this last year, the energy has changed hugely with some of the stuff going on right in a neighboring country. Not to blame them for anything, but to say that that kind of energy affects us all. Negative energy pulls you down into the density and makes it harder for you to do what you've come here to do. They also couldn't take into account what you might do with your free will, because yes, we all have free will all the time. So there was no way to know whether you might embrace the journey towards living your purpose fully or fight it at every turn. And this brings us to our next big idea. Your soul group does not see your experience here as a success or a failure. Whether you complete your contract or not, there is much to be learned, and every single mission, if you want to call it that, is considered a success because you learned something. So if you feel like you've been dealt a tough hand in life, it has happened for a reason. Everything that happens to you is within the realm of what you can handle. It may not seem like it at the time, but it is absolutely true. In fact, one of the people I follow and absolutely love is Carrie Samuels. She's a psychic who can communicate with the angels and archangels and spirit guides, and she's also a numerologist and astrologist, and I think she's just wonderful. And she says that if you have a really tough life, then you are a very evolved soul already, because you don't give a kindergartner algebra and expect them to figure it out. You have a tough life because you've already evolved in many ways. Incidentally, anyone who's alive right now has been specially chosen to be here. This is pretty cool. And apparently, this is a big time to be here, and a lot of souls were clamoring. But the soul who was thought to have the most promise by your soul group to achieve the goals sought after in this lifetime was the one that was sent. If this is a really important time in history and you are here right now, you're very special. I think that's so cool. I'm going to stop here for today because I think that I've shared enough information for those of you who are hearing it for the first time, and even those who haven't, hopefully I've given you some food for thought. I hope what I've shared today has ignited a spark for you, a sense of connection, maybe even a sense of remembering. If it hasn't, don't be alarmed. How easily you reconnect depends on a lot of things, but ultimately, the fact that you have found my podcast in the sea of other podcasts is confirmation that you are ready. Over the next week, you might want to play with this information a bit. Feel free to share what you've heard with others. This is a great way to break down what you've heard into understanding chunks. They always say if you really want to understand something, teach it to someone else. Well, that's the idea behind it. You might journal about it. You might do an internet search. You could do the exercise I shared several times if you want to and start to see all the benefits that have come to you from things that you previously might have thought of with regret. All I ask is that you open your mind to the tiniest possibility that life as you know it may not even be close to what it is truly meant to be. There's plenty of evidence out there to at the very least create reasonable doubts, and hopefully enough to help you turn on your curiosity and find the evidence to prove or disprove this for yourself. So just a reminder of the really important points I shared because they were kind of hidden within the information. Tip number one, you are already a vibrant and powerful being. No one can ever take that away from you. There's not a chance that you're too broken or unfixable. Number two, bad or challenging things weren't done to you. They were done for you. Number three, it is the really big challenges in your life that force you to grow the most. Number four, your soul group does not see your experience here as a success or failure. In other words, it's impossible to fail. And number five, it was the soul who was thought to have the most promise by your soul group that was allowed to come here at this time. So you really are special. Next week, I'll share more of my story with you, flesh out some of my thoughts on this very deep topic. And if we have time, I'll share some things you can do to start realigning with your power. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com. Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.